Well, I mean, we know the feds recognize the sovereignty of the tribes, and the state has relationships with our tribes. You know, the only reservation concept is Metlakatla in the state of Alaska. And so, the state, we deal with tribes all the time, at the tribal government all the time. We have compacts with the tribal governments. My wife is a tribal member. My three daughters are tribal members. So the state has a relationship with tribes.
Gotcha. And just to pick your brain for a minute, is there a particular reason that they aren't recognized as sovereign nations, like on the federal level?
Because the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, which settled the claims back in the 70s, separated the components into an INCSA corporation model, and there is still a tribal model, but the tribes, for the most part, except for Metlakatla, don't have the land in their possession. That's in the possession of the corporation. So that was a tribe. That was a model that is unique to Alaska. It's different than other states.
Gotcha. And in a similar vein, what do you think are some of the biggest or most important issues that are facing Native communities here in the state at this time?
I think it's similar issues that are facing everybody. What are the opportunities for our kids? Are they going to get a great education? What's the future look like? What are the economic opportunities? We all wrestle with drug and alcohol and substance abuse, public safety. So, again, in my house, I have four women, my wife and three daughters, who are tribal members. They're ANCSA members as well. The three girls work at a remote mine up in Red Dog, north of Kotzebue. And so their issues are similar to issues not just here in the state, but issues for everybody across the country.
So ferries are obviously huge here, and I know we have added that one trip to Prince Rupert, and a lot of people are excited about that. Do you see any expansion on that particular route?
Well, I'm gonna have Randy talk about the things that we've actually done for the ferry system here.
Yeah, thank you, Governor. So the Prince Rupert route is being restarted. It's I think the first revenue trip is the 20th of this month. So coming right up, and the idea is to continue to expand our terminal facilities down there. We need some terminal improvements to comply with federal laws, but we're working with the Canadian government as well on that. And then once we can crew up the remaining boat that's here in the dock, the Columbia, which Captain Falvey's working very hard to do, there's a national shortage of rated mariners that we're bumping up against, but when that boat comes online, that will really open up the opportunity for increased service to Prince Rupert. But that is in the plan.
Yeah, we actually we're putting a lot of resources into making sure that we have boats that are up to speed and running. As Randy mentioned, we're putting resources in to make sure that we get the crews. Randy can talk for a moment about the ferry seats that are up this year. And the savings account that we're looking at for the ferry system as well.
Sure. So we've got underway a goal to stabilize the entire system and build up some reserve savings, as well as work on the capital side and operating maintenance. So a lot of this is driven by the governor's task force report on the Marine Highway System. They made a number of recommendations that we've implemented, including extending the ferry season by 6 months. So they're running on a calendar year now, which lets them get their schedules out earlier and generate more revenue, more certainty in scheduling.
So reflecting back on this term as governor here, what would you point to as maybe one of your most meaningful accomplishments or something that you campaigned on and you feel has been accomplished?
Public safety is a big one. Working as hard as we could to get a PFD for the people of Alaska that was as close as possible to be in line with the statutory formula. And doing our work in advancing a gas line.
Gotcha. And do you feel there are any things that are still ongoing or left undone?
Lots. Always. It's an ongoing process. So we're going to continue to work, for example, in improving the reading performance for our kids in schools. We passed the reading bill this year. We're going to start to look at a similar situation for math and making sure that math is on the radar screen for schools as well. But there's just a whole host of things.